Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes. We're starting from the very bottom words of Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're continuing to talk about here how big of a chet it is to embarrass somebody publicly. Noach lo ladam shiyav al safek ishish. Better to, for a person to have relations with a woman who might be an ishish, a safek. That is better to do that than to publicly embarrass him. Nolan, how do we know such a thing? That it's better to be bold as safek ishish than to embarrass someone. Darsh Rabbi, Rabbi Darsh, Darsh Rabbi, my tachsiv. What is the meaning here of the pasuk? A pasuk in Tehillim. But with Sally, some chuvenas safu, karov lo damu. David HaMelech is saying that when he was limping along, his enemies rejoiced. They gathered together, they tore at him, and they wouldn't be quiet. Amar Dalav Nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Banu Shalom Kol Gedulav Nei Lefanecha. It's known in front of you. Shimun Karin Bisari Lo Yidami Shos Hisaris. If my enemies would rip my flesh, my blood would have flowed to the ground. Meaning, all of my blood has already been taken from me because of how much I've been embarrassed, because people would make fun of David with his sin, the whole sin with Bathsheba and Uriah, where David was bowled on someone who was possibly an Ishish. That was the whole thing, that Uriah had given her some sort of suffix get. It wasn't clear if it had taken effect. So it's a suffix Ishish, and yet people are making so much fun of him. And David HaMelech is saying that it's as if he doesn't have any more blood to bleed. Not only that, even when they're learning the Torah, they're learning the Gom with Olos, the hardest Masechtos. They come and they still say and taunt me. They say, David, who slept with somebody else's wife, what form of execution should be given? So even when they're learning Torah study, the laws of Torah is here and this and that, they're still always never giving up on a chance to make fun of David HaMelech. So what would he say? The execution is through chenek v'yeshuchel ma'am haba. But yes, maybe I sinned once and I deserve to be punished in this world, even chenek, but I still have a share in the world to come. Someone who publicly embarrasses his friend will lose a share in the world to come. So even if I personally lose my chilek here in this world, but at least I would retain my chilek in olam haba, you are making fun of me, lose even worse. Amar Mar Zwitcher by Tuvi Amar Rav Amri La Amar Rav Ach Amar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasid Av Amri La Other People's Amar Rav Yochum Shimon Shemar Chayin Noch Lod Mishab La Asmal Kishon Eish. It's better for a person, preferable for a person, to throw themselves into a fiery furnace by Yavam Ne Chaveh Bar Rabim as opposed to shaming his friend in public. Mi Nalan, from where would we see such an extreme thing? Mi Tamar, we see it from Tamar. Tichsev Hu Mutez Vuhi Shulcha Al Chamiya. This is the case with Yehuda and Tamar, where he had slept with her. He didn't realize that she was pregnant from him, and he said that she should be taken out to be burned, and she was ready to do it. And then she just sent a message, you know, return these the pledges that you had given to her. She wouldn't shame him in public by naming him as the father of her child, even though the father of her child, even though the alternative was for her to be burned. Amar Rav Chanina Pareid Rav Idi Ma'idach Siv Lo Sonu Ish Es Amiso. What's the meaning of the pasuk Ish Es Amiso? Amiso. There's other pasuk achiv. Here it says the lashon amiso. It means you're a fellow person, but it's an interesting word. It means am sheidcha, the Torah of mitzvos atoneo, a person of the nation that's with you and who fulfills Torah and mitzvos. In other words, it doesn't just mean a brother. It means specifically. Am amiso, and it means someone who is observant. So it seems as an interesting discrepancy. Sometimes we say any sort of brother, even anyone who's Jewish. Here it seems to be emphasizing a religious Jew in terms of the Isser of Onav, making them feel bad. Amar Rav, Olmi Adam Zarbo Onav's Isha, a person should always be very careful not to wrong what his wife, his spouse, her tears can come very easily. Onav's a Krova, therefore the punishment for wronging her and hurting her is also not long in coming. So the whole thing is that when you embarrass a person, as we're going to see here in the Sugya, then there's a quick and swift response from Shammayim. So a spouse and a woman, a wife specifically, will be very quick to tears, and then that will mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send a quick and swift punishment. So a person should be very careful not to wrong his spouse. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Yom Shnach Rabbi Simchas from the day the base mitzvah was destroyed, Nenu L'Shar Shari Tefila. The gates of prayer have been locked, meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not answer our tefillos as easily. Shinamar gam kia azak v'ashaveh sasam tefillos. Even when I cry out in David, Hashem has closed my David. V'afa b'shashari tefillah ninalu. Even though these gates for prayer have been locked, shari demos lo ninalu. But the gates for tears have not. Shinamar shem tefillos Hashem shabasi azina el demasi el tekrash. Don't be deaf to my tears. So this is how we see that a tearful prayer, like we're saying, that can happen with if a woman is embarrassed or wrong, so that can, Hashem hears it and he punishes very quickly because of it. Amar Rav, kol ha'chlatzas l'sisho, anyone who is led by his wife's advice, means that he relies upon his wife's judgment. Novel behenim, he will fall in Gehenim. Shenemar, rak lo'ayach ha'achav. But there was no one who was wicked as Achav, and his wife, Izebel, she led him down his evil path. Amar papavai v'amenishu, what do people say? Itzach gutzav, your wife is sure, kichin v'sochoshla, bend over and whisper to her. Meaning, ask her what you should do and follow it. So this is exactly a contradiction. We say that a person should not follow their wife, but here we're saying that actually a person should. So the verse says, "Lo kashav b'mila d'alma." It depends if it's worldly affairs; you shouldn't listen to one's wife. B'mila d'beisel, but it depends if things are in the house, then one should listen to his wife's advice for household matters. Lishnach, in a different version, b'mila d'shmai. Rav is talking about religious things. One should not be led by his wife's advice. B'mila d'alma. As the other saying is talking about regular things, where a person should be led by his wife's advice. Amar Rav Chisar, Chisar said, "Kol sharm nin alim chutz mishari ona." All the gates of prayer are locked except for the gates of Ona. In other words, the victim of some of Ona, if they've been wrong, so then their tefillos will be answered very quickly. It says Hashem stood upon a wall. His hand is a line to punish. So this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out strict punishment for the person who is standing, who has been wronged here. And we're like kind of playing a double play on the words of the Lord's Anach and Lashon Shin Onah and also a Lashon of punishment. It says the Gemara, Amar Blazer, Akol Nefer, but the Shliach, normally when Hashem punishes, he punishes through an agent. Not directly, but all through Shliach. Chutz Me'onah, except when someone is wrong, then Hashem himself does it. Shnemar V'yadoh Anach, the Eibush himself is going to punish. Amar Rabbi Avo, Gimel, regarding for three things, in a parak and in a lefnam, three offenses, the curtain never closes. What is this idea? That the parak is a separation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has between him and the Tzavakos, the Aban Shabbai. And that means here that Hashem is very attentive to these three offenses. Ona, people are being wronged. Gezel, victims robbing the Avodah Zarah, and for idol worship. Where do we see this from? Oh no, when it comes to another Ziv, the other Anach, as we just said, Gezel, Ziv, Chametz, Beshod, Yisham, Abba, Alpan, Aitamin, is continually brought to my face. Avod, Zahar, Tziv, Amma, Machisim, Osi, Alpan, Aitamin, people provoke me to anger, always on my face, and the Pasuk was talking about over there, different types of idolatry. Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Lomi, Adam, Zahar, Kizvu, Beso, Place, a person should always be careful to have enough food in his house. Shein, Rivim, Mitzvah, Beso, Place, Shal, Adam. Why do fights break out in a person's home? Ela, Al, Iske, Tvu, it's because of a lack of food. That's what causes many fights. Shinamar, Hasam, Gavale, Shalom, Chilev, Chitim, Yasbeach. It says he makes your borders peaceful with the cream of the wheat, he satiates you. So we see that peace is very much related to having wheat. Amar Papa Hanu Dami Enshi, this shows what people say. Kibishlam Sari Mikada, when the barley in the container is done, Nakish Vasi Tigurvesa, that's when the sounds of quarrel start to be heard around the home. Amar Abtan Bar Papa Lolami Adam Zarbit Fuba, so basic person should always be careful to make sure to have grain in the home. Shalomikri, so Dalim Aleske Tvub, the Jewish people are only called Dalim, impoverished, because they don't have much grain. Therefore, a person should always make sure to have that. Shem Ravayim Zari Yisrael, when Jewish people are planted, it says in the Pasuk, Minyan camped against them. They destroyed the produce of land. The Pasuk continues, this Pasuk can show them that the Jewish people became very impoverished because of Midian. So we see that greatly impoverished is something that's a consequence of not having grain. Vamar Rav Chaba, Lomli Adam Zar B'chvod Ishto, person should always be careful with his wife's honor. She ain't bracha mitzvah b'zoh peso shal Adam, ela b'shvil Ishto, bracha is found in a person's house only because of his wife. She never ula Avram hitiv ba'avura. Paro treated Avram well because of Sarah. V'hainu da'amal hu rabba lebnei mechuzah, this is what Rabba meant when he told the people of Machuzah, O kirlin u'shaychli ki hechi, this is Asr. Honor your wives so that you yourselves will now become wealthy, because the source of the wealth in one's home is because of the wife. Now we're going to learn a discussion in a case where a story where one of the Tanaim became offended. And now we're going to see the whole background to the story. Tanan Hazim, we learned in the Mishnah, Chatko Choyot, where someone cut up different pieces for an oven. Menazim Cholben Cholecha, and he put sand between the sections to cement them together. And now You have an oven which has different sections that are held together by sand, cement. And the question is now: is this a is this considered a real kli over here? And the nafkamina is whether or not it could be mekabel toma, regular earthenware oven. Yes, it becomes a single piece and it has its shame kli's mekabel toma. But in our case, it's not really like that. It's just held together with this sand-based cement. So the question is whether it's like, since it's held together by the cement, so it's just like the cement, which is not mekabel toma, or if it's really like the earthenware, and therefore it is like a mekabel toma. The issue is always when something grows on the ground, something comes from the ground. Like, it's mekabel toma only if it's in a status of earthenware, where it's like baked. Whereas here, I'm just using the sand as like a form of the cement, so maybe it's not a regular earthenware kli. So we have a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Tarma, Elazar says it's Tarma, Chami Tarma, Chami says Tarma. V'zehu says the Gemara, Tana Shachnai, this was the oven of the serpent. Ma'achnai, what's the serpent? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shekivu Dvarim Ka'achnai, Zubi Tumuah. The Rabbanan surrounded the oven with different discussions, just like a snake surrounds and blocks the path of air, so too the Rabbanan blocked Rabbi Elazar, and they were with all different proofs that it's really Tame. Tana Brisa says, Ba'osho Yom, in that day, Rabbi Elazar called Jewish Ba'olam, Rabbi Elazar brought all the different arguments in the world to defend himself. His lenient ruler, Lo Kibbal Alev, Lo Chama, refused to accept him. Amalai, Rabbi Elazar said, Im Halach, Mosi Ba'al Lacha, follows me. This carob tree should prove that I'm right. Immediately, the carob tree was uprooted from its place and moved 100 amma. Other people say it moved 400 amma. Still, he was not convinced. The Chum said to him, you can't bring a raya from the carob tree because the tzaddik, it seems, has the right to make the carob tree do things, but it's not necessarily proof. It could be just be that the tzaddik is making it do it. So, Chazar, let me write another raya. He says, let the water canal prove it. The water and the water canal flowed backwards. The Chum said, can't bring a proof from a water canal. Let the walls of the base measure prove it. He took over his measure. The walls of the base measure start were leaned in and they were about to fall. The Gemara would be sure, rebuked them. He said, if the Torah scholars fight with one another in discussions, and Allah, why is this your concern? Therefore, the walls did not fall down. Nick quoted Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had told them not to. But they didn't stand up back straight. Nick quoted Rabbi Elazar, who had told them to fall. Therefore, they're still leaning all the way till now. Chazar, Rabbi Elazar then told the Chachamim, let Shemayim prove it. Yatsa Basko, Basko came out and said, Rabbi Elazar, what arguments do you have with Rabbi Elazar? Shalacha kemaisu b'chol makom. The halacha is always like Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Raglav Amar, Rabbi Yeshua heard this, he stood up on his feet and he said, Lo Ashamayim Hi, that it doesn't matter, it's not in heaven. What does it mean it's not in heaven? My Lo Ashamayim Hi, Amar Bimriya, Shekvar Neir Torah, Meir Sinai. We don't pay attention to Baskels because the Torah was already given down from Meir Sinai, and at this point, it is through human beings that Halacha is decided. In a Mashkech of Baskels, we don't pay attention to Baskels, Shekvar Neir Torah, Meir Sinai, Achre Ram Lhathos, we follow the majority, and since the majority of the Chachamim arguing Rabbi Elazar, so we reject his position. Asking Rabbi Nosson Elio, Rabbi Nosson found Elio Anavi. Amalei Rabbi Nosson said, "On my avodah kuch baruch hu yishaita." What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in that moment when Rabbi Yeshua was rejecting the Baskel? Amalei Rabbi Elio said, "Kal chayich." He's actually laughing. He's happy. For Amar the Ebishter is saying, "Esquni vanai, esquni vanai." My children have defeated me. My children have defeated me. Amru Otsva Yom. If you call Tar Shetir Rabbi Elazar, and that day the Chum brought all the Tars, all the things Rabbi Elazar had declared tahar, all the things, you know, think about it. He was saying the oven's tahar, and then that's the next nafkamina for the food that's put in the oven. So they brought all the tahars of sorrow from the ish. They burned them all in a fire. And they voted on him, and they excommunicated him. Amr, they said, Milech Yodo, who will go and inform him that he has been excommunicated. Amr, the Rebbe Kiva Kiva said, Ani Elich, I will go. Shem Yelich, Adam Shein Hagen Vyodio. Why? I'm concerned. Maybe an unfit person will tell him, Nimsa Machav is called Okulo. That would bring about the destruction of the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects so much the honor of Torah scholars. So, let's be careful. Now, we need to put him in a chair, but on the other hand, we have to do this in a correct manner. So what did Rabbi Akiva do to tell him? He dresses in black clothing and he's nisatif. He cloaks himself in black. four amas away, meaning he doesn't get too close. Amar Belazar, Belazar said to him, Akiva Mai Miyom Yomai, why is the day different from another day? Why are you sitting far? Amar Belazar, Akiva said, Rebbe, my teacher, it appears to me, that your colleagues are removed from you, which is a respectful way of saying that he had been excommunicated. Afu Kar, Bukhada, Bukhalas, when Allah Belazar hears this, he rips his garments and removes his shoes. Nishma of Yashua Kabakarka, he slides off the chair, he sits on the ground. Zogu ain't of the most, tears flow from his eyes. Laka ha'olam. The world was struck at that moment in punishment because of the tears from Belazar. Shlish b'zeisim, a third of the world, al, shlish b'chitim, a third of the wheat, b'shlish b'asorim, and a third of the barley were all ruined. V'yeshom, other people say, afbatzik shebidei isha tafach, even the dough that was already inside of a woman's hand became spoiled in that moment. Tana, our brides, that teaches, afgadol hayubo'os v'ayom, there was a great blow that occurred on that day. Shbukha m'shasun of nazim bo'in of Ablazun Yisra, forever Belezer set his eyes, whatever he gazed upon with a certain look, it went up in flames. After Gamliel, I believe, so you know, happened. Gamliel was on a boat. Amadol of natural etavo, and there was a wave which threatened to drown him. He has been the cause for the chayr. Amar, he said, this is all happening to me because of what I did for Avlazim Harkonis. Amar, Avaklev, Amar. Gamliel stood on his feet and he said, Rebona, Shalom, Gulev, Yitzhak, Vanachar, there's no one in front of you. Shalom, Chvod, Yosisi, I didn't do this for my own honor. Vlo, Chvod, Beis, Abba, Sisi, I didn't do this for the honor of my father's household. El, Chvod, Cha, I only did it for your honor. Shalom, Yirbu, Machalikis, Yisrael. There should not be an increase in dispute in Klal Yisrael. When that happened, the sea subsided from its raging. Continues the Gemara. Ima Shalom, the sister of Rabbi Lazar. Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Lazar. Achter Gamliel, Hava, and she was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. From that time, from that story, and on, after Rabbi Gamliel put Rabbi Lazar in chayim, Hava Shav, because Rabbi Lazar, the Mepal Harish, she didn't let Rabbi Lazar fall on his face to do Tachnun. Because Tachnun, the whole idea of a person prostrating themselves in front of the Abishta, was so strong that was so strong that she just had to make sure that she didn't say tachnun and nothing would happen to her brother. But if she would allow her husband to say tachnun, she was nervous that his tefillos would be ma'orer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and her brother would be punished. One day, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, when tachnun is not said, v'chavli ben malachasar, but she had confused a full month with the deficient month, and therefore she thought there was not going to be tachlin, and there really was tachlin. Other people say a poor person came and stood at the door. Rabbi Lazar was about to say the tachlin, so she took the bread out to the poor person. But either way, whether it was a mistake or she was taking out the bread, she comes back and she finds Rabbi Lazar falling on his face to recite the tachlin. She said, "Kum, get up because you are killing my brother." Meaning she was well aware that the tefillah of the tachlin that her husband was saying was going to be killing her brother. If there was already an announcement that came out from Rabbi Gamliel's house that he had passed away, Amalei, Rabbi Lozer said to his wife, "No, Yadis, how'd you know?" Amalei, she said to him, "Kaplan, come to Avi, I have a tradition from my grandfather, which all the way back to Dabin HaMalach, because they were part of the Nesias here. All the gates of heaven are locked, except for the gate of Onah. So I knew that since you had been wrong, you've been excommunicated, you've been put in pain, that your tefillos would have extra power." Tan Rabbanan was taught in the Brisa, Ha'ma'ana, it's like you're over B'shlosh Olavim. Someone who wrongs a ger, a convert, is over on three Yisurim Ba'aloh. So someone who oppresses a ger, it seems that this means, you know, you press someone to repay a debt. That's a loichitz. That's someone who oppresses over Bishnaim, you're over two. So the one says, why two? Maestro Ma'ana, what's the difference about someone who wrongs his Yisrael Shalavan? There are three Lavan. What are the three Lavan? Ger lo sone is one. Kiyogar tlabi arayzachem lo sone uto, that's two. Lo sone ishus miso, that's three. For ger b'chal amiso, because a ger is included once he converts as part of the term of amiso. So lo sone amiso, someone who oppresses the convert, who pressures him, shalud, is also three. Shaloshik sivil, ger lo silchad sen. Ger lo silchad. Lo siel kenosha, the ger b'chlal, he's included. So the Gemara says, "Elachad zavachad zavashlosha." Both of them are three. Tanya says in Brisa, "Blessed regard the Omer." They might be hezira Torah, but lama v'amakomas. Why is the Torah so worn in 36 places? Rami l'vamemem of course. All the people say 46 places. But ger about a convert that you should be careful how you treat them. Neshesura because he's be'etzem bad. What does that mean? There are certain behaviors that he has ingrained upon him. In him. So if you make too much fun of him and he goes back, as a last back into his bad ways, it's very easy for him to fall back into that. Therefore, you have to be extra careful to be mekarev and be nice to the ger. My desiv, what's the meaning of the positive ger? Lo son of a lo son of ker meitzim mitzrayim. Don't wrong the ger because you were ger mitzrayim. Tanin, it's like it says in the Brisa from Rosh Omer, mum shevecha, a blemish that is in you, atom lachabercha, you shouldn't say over to your friend. Don't allude to something that is embarrassing by your friend. If you have something that's just embarrassing in your own past, and that's the tifkeit. We also not just that we were foreigners, but more than that, is that we also kind of have a bad pass spiritually, as we see what in the time we were in Mitzrayim, this is what people say. This kifl is gifl but Yosef. There's someone who was hung in the family. You shouldn't say, hang the fish up, even though you're not talking about hanging a person. You're talking about hanging the fish, but it's an association would be painful to them as well. A person should be extra sensitive to that.